Well, hello, Ty.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I it's sort of an obligatory thing here. We have to ask the question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of your team leaders and one of the best players in this league is going to at least be out for a little while, maybe out for a long while.
Right.
How will his team respond to this?
Well, it's unfortunate that we're going to be missing him for whether it be a short period of time or a long period of time, but one thing's for sure, you know, the game has to go on, and that's just the reality of it. We still got to play defense, and but you know, our hearts goes out to Tom, which is a player you're talking about, you know, because it was a nasty hit. Not saying it was a dirty hit, but it was just nasty hit the way it went down.
What did you think of Castle yesterday?
I was excited for Castle. You know, after the preseason, he took a lot of criticism and scrutiny, you know, for his play or because the microscope was on him through the preseason, him being the only quarterback starting us off. So I was happy for him. And, you know, after the first drive, he had some success and took the team on the drive down there. And I kind of knew then, I think the ball will get rolling now after that first series. He kind of got all the butterflies out and stuff like that. And I think he felt the same after, talking to him briefly.
I would think overall you guys were at least satisfied with the defensive effort. The only negative, as I sat here and watched the game yesterday, would be maybe third down defense.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they were converting some third downs that I know you guys like to get them off the field.
Right. That was one of the things that we talked about going into halftime because we were stopping them on first and second down, and then third down they had some conversions that kind of kept the ball going for them. And we came out in the second half, and we shored it up a little bit, but, it still can be better.
Well, what did you think of the challenge of facing that team? On one hand, they're extremely young. They got a lot of turnover. On the other hand, they did, and I didn't realize, I was telling Dale this, I didn't realize they started 4-3 last year before Larry Johnson went down, so there is some talent on that team.
Right.
What did you think?
Well, I mean, the team is definitely talented. I think they have a lot of go-to guys on that team. 25, the running back, he's a good running back.
Fast,
good,
Charles.
Yeah, Charles, I mean, he's a good change-up, speedy guy. They had a couple guys that didn't play that was also some good guys, but all in all, I mean, it was a great team just to be able to play against, just coming off the preseason. And I know it was a lot of, skepticism just coming out of the preseason and how the team was going to be and so on and so forth. But it was good. I mean, the red area deal that happened down there by the goal line was huge for us just because of the way we started the season off last year in the red area. So it was a good challenge for us. And next up is the Jets.
Well, let's talk about the McDonald's defensive stop of the game. Stop of the game brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. 53 seconds left, fourth quarter, first and goal from the 5. And you guys do the job. You get a 5 and out, and you don't allow them to get the tying touchdown. What was going on down there at the 5-yard line defensively? What were you guys able to do?
Well, I mean, in a situation like that, we've kind of hopped on that red area deal defensively throughout the offseason. And so when it came up, it was kind of one of those deals where you got to just calm down. And it's an awareness type of deal where you got to know who's in the game, the things they like to do down there in that area at that time of the game, process of elimination. You know they had to score, so you can eliminate that. But for them, you knew they was going to, maybe do a run, a pass here, a fade, whatever it is they like to do. There was a team that liked to do screens down there, so we had to be aware of that. But just so happened they didn't run a screen. But it's just an awareness deal down there, and just knowing who your personnel is in order to, run the defense the way it needs to be run.
How much of your game plan changed when Brody Croyle went out and Damon Heward came into quarterback?
Not much. I think Croyle is a guy that they like to, get outside of the pocket with the bootlegs and things like that. Damon is more of a pocket passer, and I don't think their passing game really changed much from a pocket standpoint as far as throwing the ball. But you know, just getting Kroll outside of the pocket is something they like to do with him because he's a little more mobile than Damian is.
You mentioned the Jets coming up this week. They're a different kind of Jets team that you've seen. You've seen the Chad Pennington Jets for a while, and then the Kellen Clemens Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get the Brett Favre Jets. What do you expect?
Playing against Brett a couple times, once in the preseason and once in the regular season in 06, you know, one thing I know about Brett is, you know, he's been around for a long time. He's a savvy vet, and one thing you know, he's going to get rid of the ball real quick because he knows where he's going with the ball. So we know that much. But as far as, you know, the whole outlook of the Jets' offense and so on and so forth, we know there's going to be some change there. We don't know what that is yet. We'll know when we start watching film on Monday. It is Monday on Wednesday.
I also wonder about the gunslinger mentality. I mean, you look at the touchdown pass yesterday on fourth down,
mm-hmm.
where he basically just sort of flung it up there, making a prayer, and you know, hope somebody comes down with it. He seems to be willing to take those chances more than anybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's been known around his league to be a playmaking type of guy, and you know, it's all or nothing with Brett. I think, you know, he's gonna dive in face first into the action, and he's gonna go for what he knows, and he's gonna try to make a play. And that's the one thing for sure, and it turned out well for him against Miami here last night.
They always say he'll give you one. I don't know if they mean defensive linemen. They're usually talking about cornerbacks.
No, he only gave straight hand one.
That's true.
That's a good line.
Oh, you didn't think that was a legitimate sack on straight hand part?
I don't know, man. I know there's a lot of chuckling and, you know, hugging and stuff after that, but who knows? Only those two guys know that.
Yeah, how many quarterbacks hug you and kiss you after a sack when you take them down?
Not many. Might give you the bird or something. I don't know.
How'd you play yesterday? You personally, how'd you feel about your game?
You know, I always feel, you know, first of all, I always feel like I can get better. I think I played a good game yesterday. I had my one or two mistakes that I had, and I think everybody comes out of the game with at least one or two mistakes, just because just the competition standpoint. But you know, my game can always be better, and I'm always looking to improve it. And I'm going. I've already watched film other game, just kind of sped through it. But I'm gonna go back and watch it again with the team as a defense and. And just correct the things I need to correct. But I think for the most part, fundamentally, I played pretty well. And so,
you know, different guys use different things for motivation. I mean, mm-hmm. yesterday I was watching the Cowboys-Browns game, and I'll give Fox credit. They had the audio up, so I could hear Willie McGinnis say, at one point, I don't know why y'all keep testing me over here. Running at me. Why y'all keep testing me?
Yeah.
So do you take it as a challenge, or are you insulted when guys continue to run to your side?
Well, actually, I got a little bit of that yesterday. They started out coming over there a little bit, and, you know, they toned it down, and then they come back to it. You know, I mean, as an offense, I think they got to kind of stay even keeled. I mean, they got to – I guess a rookie tackle over there on the left side. So you probably don't want to start the game off running to Alvin's side. You probably want to start off running to McIntosh side with the tackle that was on my side. So, you know, that's just the way a game goes. But, you know, like I say, you know, you run over there all you want to, but it's my job to stop them. And whoever the guys are over there with me to stop them. And, you know, just get the stats up if they want to do that. You know, that's all it is.
They really didn't get much yesterday. Larry Johnson broke a long run, and Charles had an interesting run for a first down, or close to a first down. I think he was inches away.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you guys really handled their running game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, collectively we did a good job of trying to contain those guys. And, you know, they had their few plays where they, you know, they squirted it through there, but those are the things that we got to go back as a team and look at and try to eliminate those things. Because I like to come here next Monday and say, nobody got nothing on you. I think they had 74 yards. So, you know, we can continue to slowly, you know, decrease those numbers and decrease them. That's a good thing. But as long as they're getting yards, it's always something to work on.
Final question from me. Will it be hard for this team to maintain its emotional state if your starting quarterback is not available to you for the season? Will you be able to stay on an even keel emotionally here?
Well, I think we just first of all, you know, if Castle's going to be that guy, we got to, you know, back him 100%, you know, as a team, first of all. And we can't control – we can only control what we can control, and we can't control whatever Tom's situation is. So, like I said, the reality of it is we still got to go play defense. The offense got to still go play offense. And I don't know if this is a bad analogy or not, but, I mean, even if Bill goes down, you know, Bill goes down with a knee injury or hip injury or whatever it is, you know, the game still got to go on, and that's just the way it is. And if you spend your time, you know, moping around and, you know, hoping for somebody to come back, I mean, you'll go through the season and you'll be 0-1, 1-15, and, you know, we don't want that.
Good to see you again. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Ty.
Ty Warren joining us here on a Patriots Monday.